Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid managed to keep his job last night, opposing one of Sarah Palin's favorite candidates, Tea Party favorite Sharron Angle. Here's NPR's Ina Jaffe.
Harry Reid's represented this state in the Senate for 24 years, so no one here expected a stirring speech dripping with eloquent turns of phrase. When he greeted his supporters, the plain-spoken Reid didn't disappoint.
I wish my voice could convey what's in my heart. That's thank you, thank you, thank you.
It wasn't just his supporters' hard work that pulled it out for Reid. It was his campaign's relentless attack on his opponent. The Reid campaign ran ad after ad talking about Sharron Angle's extreme positions, such as privatizing Social Security and Medicare. And Angle helped him along, talking cryptically about dissatisfied voters resorting to Second Amendment remedies and literally running away from reporters rather than answering questions. It became too much even for Republicans like Connie Enos, who just finished voting for Harry Reid at her West Nevada polling place.
She wants to eradicate too much. I mean, yeah, maybe government's too big, but you can't cut it everything.
Reid's supporters were focused on what government and their senator had given them. Deborah Nelson is a vice president of MGM Resorts, which developed the hotel in the city center complex where Reid's election night party took place.
He was instrumental in advocating for our company as we sought to construct this building that we now stand in.
Everyone here said Reid gets credit for creating jobs and maybe even credit for the marble beneath their feet and the chandeliers over their heads. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Las Vegas.